Those old lever machines, the ones we used to use in the city, the voting machines with 28,000 moving parts which broke down constantly, these are the voting machines the Assembly is trying to bring back. A bill bringing them back passed the state Senate, and the Assembly is seriously considering a return to the lever machines. City Councilwoman Gail Brewer says this is a big mistake.
Number one, I believe strongly that the Board of Elections staff could reprogram and use the scanners. The scanners have been in existence for some time now. It is crazy, in my opinion, backward thinking, to have first election primary with the scanners, then bring out these 800-pound lever machines, and then for the general election to go back to the scanners. It's not good for the public. It's not good for the disabled community. The disabled community in a wheelchair cannot reach up to the lever machines. They will either have to vote at home, as a friend of mine pointed out today, absentee, which never gets counted, or go to the BMDs, which may or may not be available at every election site.
So what's the idea of bringing back these machines?
I don't know. It looks like the good government groups, thank goodness, like Common Cause, are supportive of keeping the scanners for all the elections and making sure that they work and reprogramming them. I do not understand why elected officials are for the lever machines. The lever machines should go their merry way, and we should work to make sure the scanners work. I think it's possible. This is not rocket science. And it's very ironic that in 1869, 144 years ago, a young inventor named Thomas Edison came up with the idea of a lever machine. I think its time is past.
Well, it's time for the Board of Elections to just hunker down and deal with the fact that we're in the 21st century.
Susan Lerner is with Common Cause New York.
They need to become fully familiar and comfortable with the scanners and to stop looking backwards, waiting for the lever machines to come back and somehow or other save them from the necessity of dealing with present-day technology. The rest of the country has figured out that we're in the 21st century, and the New York City Board of Elections needs to figure that out as well.
But there was chaos at the last use of the scanners.
Well, let's also admit that Superstorm Sandy added a lot of issues to the presidential election. Presidential elections are our highest turnout election, and it is unfortunately an indictment of the New York City Board of Elections that they are not grappling professionally with the requirements of their job, which is to run an election based on the technology that the Congress and that the state board and the legislature has chosen, which are technologies that allow you to have a verifiable vote. Because we're not voting for the pleasure and the experience of voting. We're voting to have our votes reliably counted so that the person who wins the election is the person who got the most votes from the public. That's a pretty basic concept, and yet it seems as if some of our elected officials in Albany and our Board of Elections have lost track of what we run elections for.
And what about the funding that would be used to bring back the lever machines?
Well, that's also a big question. We have no idea whether these machines are even operable right now, how much time it would take to get them up and running. They're not easy to set up, contrary to what the board is saying.
So it's a bad idea.
It's a terrible idea for a lot of different reasons. You won't find one management person who would suggest to you that it's good practice to switch your technology in the middle of your three-election cycle. It's confusing to poll workers. It's confusing to the public. It should not happen.
I just want to add that on the lever machines, when Ruth Messenger ran in a primary against Al Sharpton, it took 11 days to count with the lever machines.
One good government advocate said using the old lever machines would be like exchanging a brand new microwave with a worn-out hot plate. Another said, Back to the Future is a great movie, but it makes for poor public policy. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.